Democrats dominated Tuesday's elections. Are we seeing a blue wave? Welcome to America Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. This episode is sponsored by Surfshark. Whenever you go online, you really should be using a VPN, like Surfshark, to cover your tracks and protect your identity. I'll tell you more in a bit. So, how was everybody's election day? Did you get everything you wanted? I know Democrats sure did. Across the nation, we saw a Democrat sweep. And this included major races like those for the mayor of New York City, the governors of New Jersey and Virginia, as well as California's Prop 50 redistricting plan. Let's get into it. Of course, the biggest story of the night, at least for me, was the election of Zohran Mamdani as New York City's next mayor. Now, we've done many, many episodes on Mamdani already. We've covered his plans to create city-owned socialist grocery stores, to tax richer, whiter neighborhoods, and to strip power from the NYPD commissioner, placing the city's police under tighter scrutiny. He's a controversial figure, to say the least, which made for a tight race. Mamdani won just 50.4% of the total vote, the lowest share for a winning Democrat since 1989. But a win is a win. Though you know who really came out on top? Curtis Sliwa. Turns out, even if he had dropped out of the race, like many were telling him to, and all his voters went to Cuomo, it wouldn't have made a difference. So take that, New York Post. But in any case, New York will finally get to try its hand at socialism. I'm sure it'll work out great. I mean, who doesn't like free stuff? Free buses, universal childcare, rent-stabilized housing, and how's he gonna pay for it? Why, that's simple. Just impose a $5 billion corporate tax hike. Granted, this could be a bit of a problem if the city's taxpayers just up and leave. One poll even suggests that almost a tenth of New York's population would flee the city. And all this comes as Trump threatens to cut off federal funds. But we shouldn't blame Mamdani. There's absolutely no way anyone could have seen that coming. Now let's turn our eyes to the other side of the Hudson River and take a look at New Jersey. Most pollsters were expecting a close race between Republican Jack Chattarelli and Democrat Mikey Sherrill. But it turned into an absolute blowout, with Sherrill clobbering her Republican opponent by 13 points. So what changed? Well, both sides had their own little October surprise, like how voters were reminded that Chattarelli's medical publishing company put out propaganda on behalf of Big Pharma, downplaying the risks of prescription opioids. Or the news that Sherrill was implicated in a massive cheating scandal during her time at the U.S. Naval Academy. But it's unclear if either of these had much of an effect. Instead, voters were mainly concerned with things like affordability, taxes, and energy. As they say, it's the economy, stupid. And since both sides ran pretty standard campaigns portraying themselves as centrists, it was unlikely there'd be any big Republican upsets in a blue state like New Jersey. Though Florida Governor Ron DeSantis offered another theory as to why Jack lost.
If you just take all the Republicans who've left New Jersey since I've been governor and moved to Florida, if they could have still voted in New Jersey, he would have won.
Honestly, that tracks. Florida did become a lot more red ever since the blue state exodus during COVID. And if I'm presented with the options of hanging outside the Quick Stop in Leonardo, New Jersey, or sipping pina coladas in Daytona, I know which one I'm picking. Now, on to Virginia. In the race for governor, again, Republicans were wiped out, with Democrat Abigail Spanberger beating her opponent, Republican Winsome Earl Sears, by more than 15 points. This one you could have seen coming a mile away. See, outside the big cities, Democrats draw most of their support from this part of Northern Virginia. Nova, as it's locally known, is basically a suburb of Washington, D.C. And fun fact, around 12% of Nova residents are employed by the federal government, which is way higher than the national average of around 1.8%. And with the current government shutdown becoming the longest on record, you can understand why so many would be a little upset and more inclined to come out and vote. All in all, the timing of the shutdown was pretty convenient for Democrats. Many are starting to think this was the Democrats' plan all along, with Oklahoma Senator Mullen weighing in and creatively paraphrasing Schumer.
Dick Durbin wanted to break with the Democrats and reopen the government. Chuck Schumer, in a private meeting with other Democrat senators, said that if you'll just wait till after the election, I'll release the handcuffs.
I wouldn't be surprised. What was surprising, though, was Virginia's attorney general election, where Democrat Jay Jones decisively beat the incumbent Republican. This is the same Jay Jones who, over text, fantasized about killing Virginia's Republican House Speaker and his children. Politics have always been a dirty game, but I suppose at least now we're being honest about it. And speaking of playing dirty, the California gerrymander. So, 2/3 of California voters voted yes on Prop 50, Gavin Newsom's plan to redraw the state's congressional districts with the goal of flipping 5 Republican seats. That means California will join New York, Maryland, and Virginia in drawing up new maps to counteract similar plans by Republicans in Texas, Missouri, and North Carolina. There are even more states wading into the fight, though many of these plans are in the early stages and face significant hurdles or show inconclusive results. All I can say is the 2026 midterms are gonna be messy. These elections weren't just blue states electing blue candidates, and they weren't just the usual swing we see away from whatever party currently controls the White House. Whether it was a major race or down ballot, the shift toward Democrats was pretty overwhelming, and the whole redistricting fight is just adding on the pressure. That must be why, shortly after the election, Trump wrote on Truth Social, "And so it begins. I've got my work cut out for me." And did you know that every time you go online, everything you do is potentially compromised? And that's why the people at Surfshark created a VPN that keeps your internet activity private and secure. If you're not taking active steps to protect yourself, everything you do is being tracked and logged by the websites you visit, your internet service provider, and often by your own government. Using a VPN makes you harder to track. Surfshark has servers you can connect to in over 100 countries, more than any other VPN. That includes a server in the British Virgin Islands, where the law allows companies to not log user data. So stay safe and check out Surfshark. With just one Surfshark account, you can connect as many devices as you want. It also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to surfshark.com/uncovered and use the code UNCOVERED to get up to 4 months extra now, while their Black Friday sale lasts. The link is in the description below. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See you next time.